Let's head over, Brad, to the livestock side of the trade, looking at the box beef numbers. At least on the selects, they continue to be softer today. Add to that with the cattle on feed report. Makes for an interesting trade for cattle.
Yeah, and they're putting a little bit of premium back in the choice here, which I actually am happy about. There was actually a day last week, Susan, where the select was a slight premium to the choice. You know, so you're going like, really, huh? Does that mean we actually have that many, you know, long-fed cattle? Or does that mean that we've actually got that bad of demand for choice? I don't know. It might be a bit of a combination of both to a certain extent. But today we're, you know, taking that spread a little wider again, so that's a good thing. I guess the guys that are bearish are probably going to outline the fact that weather still is less than spring-like, which, you know, maybe curtails into the girling, et cetera. Probably going to mention the sluggishness in the box beef. And probably going to just, you know, point at a chart book and say, well, look how badly this thing's performed. I think that's what's happened a little bit today. In spite of a bullish cattle on feed report, you know, it's worked for these guys to just sell every higher opening, and that's what we had again today. You know, I'd love to put these guys in trouble once it sold the higher opening and get it to rally late. I guess I haven't totally given up on the idea that that could not still happen, but at this point, she's pretty boring, glorified steady.
Have we given up a little bit on this hog trade?
The June hogs are nickel lower. Look like we're on a race to nowhere. Market just trades slow and draggy. You know, and you'd look at the fundamental stuff, and cash is barely steady. Guys act like they don't need to buy any hogs until 4th of July. I'm exaggerating, of course. You know, until we see a little bit of a fluff in the pork product, you know, then I don't really have a lot of short-term optimism, but I really think that that's the next step. It's Easter on Sunday. Typically after that, we improve demand. Typically after that, we start to see a little bit of a slowdown in the numbers, which I expect also. And so I guess I hold some optimism that maybe we can get a little better from here, but maybe we have to get on the other side of Easter before it happens.
And get the grills going to help out a little bit too.
It wouldn't hurt to have a little warm weather for everybody, I think.